This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on this week's Onwards, KMUW commentator Lael Avey looks at the many uses of a common word.
Occasionally, I like to focus on an everyday word and really listen to it, observe its missed qualities. One of those words is salt. A regular of both plate and palate, salt is not merely a common ingredient. It's also a nutrient both necessary and potentially deadly. Too little and you die. Too much will kill you as well. Rather than being so ubiquitous as to be dull, salt embodies the balance that governs all living things, the middle way shared by philosophers both mystic and logical. Consider the way the tongue slides off the S and halts abruptly at the word's end. Salt for a single syllable involves almost the entire mouth. Salt is so basic to being that it appears as a solidifying factor in timeless terms like salt of the earth. Salt and good people preserve what's most precious. If you're worth anything at all, you're worth your salt. A reference to a time when soldiers were paid in the stuff, the basis of the word salary. Salty is the talk of common folk, those who haul and hammer, those who lift with a block and tackle, those who shovel grain. While its reference to the briny sea is obvious, it's also fitting that a venerable sailor is called an old salt. You can imagine the stuff caked in the creases of his hands. We might associate blood with filial love, but as for sweat and tears, the other two terms in our triumvirate of sacrifice, they're heavily laden with salt. For KMUW, I'm Lael Avey.